USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The polls have closed in Georgia, and the nation now awaits the results of the two runoff elections that could swing the balance of power in the Senate. State elections officials have said they expect to see most votes counted Tuesday night, but that the final tally may take several days. Georgia's lieutenant governor says he's satisfied that his state held a fair election. Republican Jeff Duncan tells ABC News that his state has been focused on running a legal election while being in the national spotlight.
Certainly, we have worked hard here in Georgia. We've been in the spotlight, national, if not international spotlight. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger has done a great job of continuing to try to eliminate as much of the background noise as possible to put on a fair legal election. And certainly, I'm comfortable with what he's done to this point and looking forward to the results coming in.
Duncan added that he is worried that allegations of voter fraud from the November election may have depressed Republican turnout. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow hair feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life and a guaranteed, and it continues until March 1st, and a 10-year warranty, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021. From Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
Kenosha, Wisconsin is under a state of emergency as unrest is expected following the announcement that no charges will be filed in the shooting of Jacob Blake, the black man who was shot 7 times in the back by a white Kenosha police officer. The shooting sparked days of protest in the Wisconsin city last August. Kenosha County Prosecutor Mike Gravely announced that the officer that fired the shots, Rustin Chesky, would not be charged as his use of force can be seen as justified.
Remember, these are police officers who are uniformed officers. They're called to the scene on a designated domestic abuse call. When they get there, they know there is an arrest warrant for Jacob Blake, and they take actions at that time.
Blake later admitted to investigators that he was armed with a knife for the entire encounter. He remains paralyzed from the waist down from injuries suffered in the shooting. The Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice said in a statement that they were still investigating the incident. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A number of Republican representatives and senators say they will challenge the electoral vote count when Congress meets on Wednesday to certify that vote. Congressman Jim Jordan says he plans on issuing challenges to the electoral vote in 6 states. The Ohio Republican told Newsmax what to expect on the floor of the House.
Well, what you're going to see is several members of the United States House of Representatives object to the electors being accepted and certified in 6 states. And the reason you're going to see that is because all these states, there was unconstitutional change in the election rules just prior to the election. The Constitution, Sean, as all your viewers know, is very straightforward. It says that the legislature determines the time, place, and manner for elections, not Supreme Courts in the state, not governors, not Secretary of State, not county clerks, not Facebook, not Twitter. It says the legislature. And in all these states that we will object to tomorrow, someone outside the legislature, they went around the legislature and changed the election rules. And the reason they had to go around the legislature is because they were controlled by Republicans. So they sued in friendly court. They got a hack Secretary of State who had changed the rules at the last minute. That's how they did this. And then on top of that, you have the fraud that's been talked about over the last 9 weeks. So that will be the message. That will be what we present tomorrow on the floor of the House of Representatives.
And Alabama wide receiver Devonta Smith has claimed the Heisman Trophy as college football's top player. Smith becomes the first wideout to lift the trophy since Michigan's Desmond Howard in 1991. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.